Du sagst, kein Imperium, Mensch, Hessen, Tilburg, Gil, Mensch, Gimmel. Halapid, a torch, we're talking about a earthenware kind of bowl, which instead of being flat on the bottom, it goes downwards in a kind of cone shape until it ends at a point. So the bottom of this earthenware container is pointed, and therefore, obviously, one isn't able to just place it downwards on the table upright. Rather, you would need to put it on its side, and when it's put on its side, then it is not able to contain things. Now, in order for something made out of earthenware or pottery to be considered a halachic kli, a halachic utensil that can become tomei, impure, not only does it have to be able to hold things, but it has to be able to hold things whilst it is set down in an upright position. And therefore, I would have thought that in this case, it should not be able to become tomei, although it can hold things, and its whole designated purpose is to put oil in and then light a torch in that container. Nevertheless, since it can't be placed down in an upright position and hold things, should not be considered a kli. However, the Mishnah says, interestingly, tomei. It can become tomei. And the reason for this is because the entire purpose of the torch is, of this earthenware utensil, is to hold things. To hold the oil and the flame, and it's placed inside a sort of pole. So the pointed edge goes into a pole at the top, and the person would hold onto the pole, and you would have a torch being held high. And the point of the Mishnah is that since the entire purpose of the utensil is to hold things, in this position where it will be placed in the pole, and that way it will hold things, it therefore can become tomei. We don't judge its holding qualities based on when you place it upright on the table, but rather when you place it upright in this pole, because that's its entire purpose, and therefore it can become tomei. Next case, so based shikai shalner, an earthenware mold which is designated for holding a candle. This can be shown in the first diagram for this Mishnah. A regular lamp, the term ner in Mishnayos refers to the container of oil into which a wick was inserted, and there would be another opening at the top of that container somewhere. That was called the mouth of the lamp container, and the wick would go through there, and that's where the flame would burn. Now, the case which we're talking about over here is where the main part of the lamp, the part which holds the oil, is placed in this earthenware base. But the part of the lamp where the actual flame will be protrudes further outwards and is not actually placed in the earthenware base. And the earthenware base was very shallow. It didn't have a deep inside to hold things. However, despite all of these things, nevertheless, mitami ba'avir, it is fitting to become tomei, and just like all earthenware, it would become tomei if the source of impurity enters even its airspace. And the final case of the Mishnah is shown in the next diagram, Masrik shel tzartzur, the comb-like protrusions which extend above the opening of a tzartzur. A tzartzur is a kind of container of liquid, some sort of bottle, and at the top there would be a special lid which would prevent dirt and bugs from getting into the liquid. And that lid was placed sort of slightly inwards at the top of the bottle, in a similar way to how a cork can be placed in a bottle of wine. This was placed inside the bottle and then pressed slightly further in, such that there would be a small area above the lid which was surrounded by the rim of the bottle at the top. And above the rim were small protrusions coming outwards. The Mishnah compares it to a comb because there was a gap in between each of these small protrusions. And the question of the Mishnah is whether that area where the protrusions are at the top, is that considered to be part of the airspace of this earthenware bottle? The area in between those protrusions? Or do we say that since the protrusions themselves can't really hold anything, if liquid were to be poured on top of the lid, so it wouldn't be able to be held in between these protrusions, so that's not considered to be part of the container of the earthenware utensil. Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer says that this is not part of the earthenware utensil that can become tomei, meaning it would become tomei if the rest of the utensil becomes tomei, but if something enters the airspace only of that area, it would not become tomei, v'chachom metamin. Whereas the Chachom say that it would become tomei because it's considered to be an extension of the part of the container that can really hold liquid over there. And therefore, although it's true that that area itself can't hold the liquid, it's an extension of the part that can, and therefore it can become tomei. Perek Yom Mishnah Aleph. The focus of this perek is earthenware utensils which break slightly And one very important principle which is going to come out of many of these Mishnayos is that something which was once a kli for, and it had many different uses, even if it breaks and the vast majority of those uses cease to exist and can't, that utensil can't be used for those things, nevertheless, if one of those usages still remains, then the kli still retains its halachic status of being considered a kli. Whereas if, let's say, you began with these broken pieces, they didn't come from a kli. Rather, you've got these pieces which are exactly, they look exactly the same, but they didn't come from a kli. In that case, if its usage is not significant, then it won't be able to become tomei. In other words, once something has the status of being considered a kli, it's harder to get rid of that status of it being considered a kli than when we originally give it the status of being a kli, and the examples will make this principle clearer. Shiur kli cheres litaher, the measurement, the amount that a earthenware utensil needs to break in order for it to be able to become tohar, in order for it not to be fitting to become tomei anymore, or if it was already tomei, for it to lose its tumah, to lose its impurity. And we're talking about a utensil that has a hole at the bottom of it, which prevents it from containing that which it's supposed to contain. The Mishnah says, "Ha'osui le'oichlein," earthenware containers which are designated for holding solid foods, shi'uro b'zeisim, the size of the hole at the bottom that would need to exist in order to take away the status of this being considered a kli is a hole the size of an olive. Or to be more precise, slightly larger than that, it needs to be a hole that allows olives to pass through the hole and the container can no longer hold olives. If the container was designated for holding liquids, then the amount, the size of the hole needs to be a hole that allows liquids to come in from the bottom of the hole. That's slightly larger than a hole which allows liquids to drop outwards. And the idea is that if you have a utensil, even if it leaks slightly, people still use it. So it doesn't lose its entire purpose and status of a kli. Whereas if it's got a larger hole and the liquid doesn't just drop out, but it comes out more rapidly, then it's totally useless for that purpose. And the Mishnah adds, also lekach lekach, a kli which is used and its purpose is for both solids and liquids, matilin oisel chumra b'zeisim, we give it the more stringent law and we require a larger hole, one which allows olives to pass through in order for the hole to take away the tumor status from this kli. Because even if it can no longer be used for liquids, as long as it can be used for solids, the person will continue using the kli. And therefore it only loses its status of a kli once it cannot be used even for holding solids. Mishnah Beis, this Mishnah is going to show that the statement of the previous Mishnah, that the size of the hole that needs to exist at the bottom of a kli that is designated for food, we said that it has to allow olives to pass through. This Mishnah is going to show that actually this is subject to a three-way machloikes, a three-way argument. Chovis shi'ura begregrois, a barrel which is used for holding food, the size of the hole at the bottom needs to be that which allows figs to pass through. Dried figs, they're slightly larger than olives. Div Rabbi Shimon, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Huda Omer by Geizim. Rabbi Yehuda says that it has to allow nuts to pass through, walnuts. Walnuts are larger than olives, but smaller than dried figs. And Rabbi Meir says, and this is the opinion of the previous Mishnah, Bezesim, it needs to be the size to allow olives to pass through, and that would already take away the status of a kli from that utensil. And the argument is probably based on how much we need to take into account the more secondary uses of the barrel. If it's generally only used for figs, and occasionally it's used to store olives, so do we need to take that into account when we come to define the halachic status of this utensil? Halafos, a kind of frying pan, vakadera, and a pot, shiron b'zesim, the size of their hole, which would need to be at the bottom, is that which allows olives to pass through. This is following the opinion of Reb Meir and the opinion of the previous Mishnah. And really, this is just a classic example of something which is used to contain both solids and liquids, and according to the rule that was stated in the previous Mishnah, it would only become tohar and lose its ability to become tomei once it develops a hole that allows olives to pass through. Now the Mishnah goes into a couple of details with regards to a different law that was stated in the previous Mishnah, that a utensil which is designated for holding liquids loses its status of a kli once it allows liquids to come through. The question is, which kind of liquids? Hapachvatfi, these are two different types of jugs which are designated for holding oil, and because that's their purpose, you're on b'shemen. The size of their hole is that which allows oil to come through from the bottom, through that hole. That's sartzur. Whereas a tsartsor, which is an earthenware jug designated for holding water, shirobimayim, the size of the hole at the bottom needs to be that which allows water to come through, and that's a slightly larger hole than that which allows oil to come through. Oil can enter through an even smaller holes than water can enter. Rabbi Shimon says, Shalosh Mazer Oinim, all three of these liquids that were just mentioned, those containers of oil and containers of water, only become tohar once they have a hole that allows bezer oinim, they allow seeds to go through. Even though this is a very secondary purpose of these containers, and they were far more regularly used and pretty much always used for holding these liquids, since they are fitting and occasionally were used to hold seeds, the container is still considered to have the status of a kli as long as it can fulfill that secondary purpose. Next example, ner, a lamp. This is a earthenware container into which oil was placed and a wick would come out of it. Shiro b'shemen, the size of the hole that it needs to be at the bottom to make this kli no longer able to become tome, is b'shemen, a hole that allows oil to come through. Rabbi Eliezer says, and once again Rabbi Eliezer, like Rabbi Shimon, is more concerned about the secondary uses of the kli, but produktana, it has to be large enough to allow a small coin to fall out of the utensil via that hole. Because occasionally people would use these lamps to store lots of these mini coins. Next case of the Mishnah, ner shenital piv. A lamp, again we're referring to the earthenware holder of the oil. And next to the part of the utensil into which the oil was placed, there was a part of the utensil that extended a bit further, and a wick was placed through there, it came out of there, that's where the flame would light. And if that part of the container, if that part of the lamp gets cut off, Nereshintal Piv, this lamp, this earthenware container where the mouth of it, the place where the wick is supposed to go through, gets taken off, it gets broken off, Tohar, the bit which remains, that which holds the oil, cannot become Tomei anymore, even though it can still hold oil. People no longer use broken lamps. They would throw it away. And that's why it loses its halachic status of a kli. And the final Mishnah, the final case of the Mishnah is Vishal Adoma, a lamp which is made out of earth, clay, and the clay has not yet been put into a boiling hot kiln, a furnace, to harden it. And the law is that until the processing of the earthenware, of the clay, into a proper pottery that is hard and can be used properly, it can't become tome, because the procedure of making it hasn't been completed. But what happens if somebody used this lamp before it had hardened and been placed in a kiln? They used it, they managed to somehow, and the part of it around where the flame burnt became much harder because of the heat of the flame. Shehusak piva psila, its mouth, the part where the wick goes through, was heated and hardened by the wick and the flame. Tohar, the utensil, is still not fit to become Tomei, because at the end of the day, its processing has not yet been completed, and it still needs to be placed into the kiln. Mishnah Gimel. This is the first Mishnah where we see a very important distinction between something that was a kli, and now we're trying to take away its status of a kli, to a case where we're trying to give the status of a kli to something which is not yet a kli. Chavish Nikva, a earthenware barrel that gets a hole in it. And we're talking about a hole which is large enough to take away the status of a kli. So once it had the hole, it could not become tomei. But vasor bezefes, somebody repaired it by placing pitch or tar where the hole was, such that it can continue being used and contain that which it could until now. By doing that, he gives back the status of a kli to that item, venishbara, and then the item breaks. In this case, the regular law for broken kalim applies. If the broken piece of the barrel where the hole was and the pitch was placed on it, if that can hold a quarter of a loig of liquid, then it retains the status of a kli, and tmeya, it can still become tomei, because the item didn't stop being a kli, meaning it broke. When it broke, what broke? The kli broke. So it's considered to be a broken piece of the kli. However, cheres shenika vasoy bezefes, if you have an earthenware piece, which itself is not considered to be a kli, rather this itself was broken off of a kli, and then it developed a hole. When it developed a hole, it stopped being useful, and therefore it lost its status of a kli, it can't become tome anymore. Vasoy bezefes, and he repaired it by placing pitch there. The Mishnah says, Afal pi machzik revius, even though it can hold a quarter of a loig of liquid, tohar, it remains pure, it cannot become tomim neisha botoshim klime olov, because it lost its status of being a kli. So something which itself broke off from a kli and then got a hole in it, so now, even once you repair it and you've got an it's identical to the previous case of the Mishnah, since as long as it had a hole, it totally lost its status of being a kli, it can no longer become tomei.